This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And you got to love America, right? I mean, after all this, after $3 billion worth of spending, after much more than a year of political campaigning, more than 2 years of political stalemate, the outcome? The status quo. We're where we started, with a few tweaks in the Senate. The sound there of jubilation in Chicago at Obama headquarters. We have our own Todd Zwillick standing by, and we'll speak to him from Chicago in just a moment. But here are the numbers. 303 electoral votes to Mitt Romney's 206 electoral votes. The president holds a narrow lead in the popular vote as well. The president took nearly every battleground state, and that's really the story this morning, from Colorado, Iowa, Ohio, and New Hampshire to Virginia and Wisconsin. Florida still yet to be called, with Obama clinging to a narrow lead in that state. But the closeness, again, the story of the Obama campaign ground game. So after all that, the result maintains everything we had in place on Monday. Politically in America, nothing has changed, or has everything changed? Full coverage this hour. We want you involved in this conversation, of course. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or go to thetakeaway.org. Perhaps the biggest takeaway from last night was the image of a forlorn election night party for the Romney campaign in the middle of the bluest of blue states, Massachusetts. Romney's so-called home state going overwhelmingly for Obama. And as the returns came in, the reality of just how isolated this campaign felt at the end, that isolation could be seen in Boston as a few blocks away. Obama voters chanted victory. It could be heard in the conciliatory voice of the GOP candidate at his headquarters speaking from a podium in Boston.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. I wish all of them well, but particularly the president, the first lady, and their daughters.
Mitt Romney speaking last night. Joining us now from Boston, Jared Bowen, reporter for our partner WGBH. Jared was at Romney headquarters last night. What was the feel? Take us through the evening, Jared.
Well, I have to say, first, I had started out the evening at Scott Brown headquarters. I was reporting for our station here and then headed over. And it was you felt this link because, of course, as you know, Scott Brown lost it last night as well. And by the time I pulled up to the Romney headquarters at the Boston Convention Center at about 8:39 o'clock, there was definitely a palpable sense that things weren't going quite right. The police had cordoned off all of the streets around the convention center, which is in the Seaport District of Boston, so it's easy to sort of close off. But you just had mentioned a few blocks away, Obama supporters are cheering, and that was the big contrast. Here you have this hulking convention center with virtually no activity happening outside it. Pedestrians could access it, cars couldn't. But then at Faneuil Hall Marketplace, that's where you had these throngs of supporters just cheering this rally for Obama. When I entered into the convention center, the press sort of contingent that I was located within was separated from the main event, the main ballroom, and a lot of the campaign staff. So you couldn't completely get a sense of what was happening, but there were no surrogates. There was no campaign staff circling among the press center. I was able to overlook this overflow crowd, which was, you know, fairly dismal, I have to say, and there was no excitement. I mean, you just had this sense that things had shifted from the afternoon in which Mitt Romney had said that they had played their best game. They had taken everything out of the locker room. They had thrown it all out there on the field to last night when they suddenly realized that in the end it may have all not worked.
And both visually and in terms of how the historians are going to view this election, it was in some sense a failure to connect. And you could see that last night in Boston. Jared, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Jared Bowen, reporter for our partner WGBH. Jared spent the evening in Boston in that surreal sort of visual of Obama supporters on the streets of Boston and a cordoned off Romney headquarters there at the convention center. It was a very different set of images and feelings that unfolded last night in Chicago, of course.
I just spoke with Governor Romney and I congratulated him and Paul Ryan on a hard-fought campaign. We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply, and we care so strongly about its future.
The president, with four more years now secure, spoke to his supporters in Chicago of the days to come.
Tonight, in this election, you, the American people, reminded us that while our road has been hard, while our journey has been long, we have picked ourselves up. We have fought our way back, and we know in our hearts that for the United States of America, the best is yet to come.
Joining us now from public radio station WBEZ in Chicago, our own Todd Zwillick, who is at Obama headquarters in Chicago and watched a very different set of events unfolding there. Todd, there's the ground game stories. There's the excitement story. There's the fought our way back story. A lot of narratives in this victory. Begin.
Well, John, for a lot of people in the crowd last night, and I don't know how many there were, over 10,000 easily in McCormick Place in downtown Chicago in the South Loop, the real narrative seemed to be reaffirmation. This is a Chicago crowd, Barack Obama's hometown crowd, many of whom said they were at Grant Park 4 years ago for the historic party, the historic election of the nation's first African-American president. And then a lot of questions in the intervening 4 years, a lot of fights in Washington, stagnation, plummeting popularity. For them, a question of would the nation reaffirm this choice or would they turn their back on it? And reaffirmation for me, as I walked around and talked to supporters, was really the theme from this crowd that I sensed. And I think you'll get that sense from Midge Kimberly, who's a Chicago resident who I talked to in the crowd just after, a few minutes after Barack Obama's reelection was announced. Listen to Midge.
It means that our country, I don't care what people think, but our country is race-free. We got to find something else to bicker about now. We're race-free.
That's a great point. We got to find something else to bicker about because we're race-free. Is there a sense of, in this victory, that Barack Obama's victory in 2008 was not a one-off, that this is an actual coalition that has real political legs going forward?
The coalition that President Obama and his campaign team cobbled together for this reelection, John, slightly different from the one in 2008. And it says some very interesting things about the coalition that they put together for this election, but also what's going to be the Republican coalition going forward. The simplest way to say it is that Republicans had tons and tons of support from white males, did better this year than in 2008 in some other categories too, but fundamentally an election platform of white males, it didn't work. Can they ever do it again? This is a party, John, I want to point out one of the most stunning crosstabs of this election, and it's Hispanic voters.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, 71%. Mitt Romney, 27%. And Republicans have done progressively worse among Hispanics in every election since 2004. And I promise you, and I know this for a fact, there are many Republicans in Washington and strategists who are starting the conversation this morning about whether they can afford a single another election by trailing Democrats with Hispanics by close to 40 points.
Well, and we're going to talk to some of those strategists later on this hour, in fact. And the idea that Latinos across the board just did not buy that the Republicans are serious about immigration reform and have not included Latinos in a concept of the middle class in the GOP. Those are two extraordinary failings that the numbers last night really show.
And I think the latter point is the one that gets lost in all this. Immigration, sure. And we've talked about on the show many times how one's mind tends to go right to immigration when discussing Latino voters. Latino voters, the top of their list really isn't immigration. It's jobs and the economy like everybody else. And they gave President Obama higher marks or, if you will, more of a pass than a lot of other sectors, especially white voters, on the economy. Now, you can parse it and say in places like Ohio where the auto bailout was a huge issue and voters approved of the auto bailout to the tune of 60% probably helped deliver the swing state of Ohio for Barack Obama. But take it nationally, as long as we're talking about Hispanic voters, they supported Barack Obama overwhelmingly on the issue of the economy and on the direction of the nation. Also on immigration, yes, but on economy and jobs, they were with the Democrats on this one. And Republicans are going to set about the case eventually here of trying to correct that math.
What did some of the voters you spoke with last night think Barack Obama should do with his 4 more years?
You heard some voters saying they want Barack Obama to be tougher, doesn't have to worry about reelection, don't do so much bargaining, so much handshaking, get tough with the Republicans. A lot of people had general ideas about, getting things done. Now he doesn't have to be reelected. They don't have to, people said they don't have to hate on him as much anymore, and he can maybe the Republicans in Congress can come to him and cooperate with him. But, Interestingly, some of the biggest cheers that you heard during Barack Obama's speech were when he talked about the Affordable Care Act, about health care. This was a crowd that reflected a coalition that was very much in favor of the much maligned Affordable Care Act and Obamacare, including Sharon Gauche, Chicago resident. Listen to what she had to say about what she wants from this election.
He's got four more years to do what he started, and that's great. That you should give the president, if it's positive, four more years to complete what he started, especially with this health care. If I don't vote for him for any other reason, I'm voting for him because of the health care.
The numbers also show that health care and being serious on health care and having an alternative on health care was a very, very important metric in the exit polling, that a lot of the people who might have been in the GOP's camp really were more serious about health care. The Tea Party message about Obamacare didn't resonate as widely as perhaps some GOP strategists had hoped.
It was extraordinarily popular and useful and effective in 2010 in a midterm election with the Tea Party supporters and conservatives that you just described. A general election is a different scenario electorally. There are a lot more voters and a lot broader coalitions on both sides. It's true that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, after the Supreme Court, after everything else, remains generally middling, pretty unpopular with the public at large. But the election gave Barack Obama another opportunity, John, to go before the country, to repeat over and over the positive aspects that Democrats saw in the Affordable Care Act, all those changes to insurance law, pre-existing conditions, kids till they're 26. We've heard the litany before. And it provided the kind of platform for selling the Affordable Care Act and the positive aspects that a lot of people thought Democrats should have executed to begin with. So a couple of years too late, and once they did it, it proved that the voting public either gave a pass on Obamacare that they didn't give in 2010, or they decided that maybe they were okay with it and wanted it to stick around. And by the way, now that President Obama has been reaffirmed, the Affordable Care Act having been approved by the Supreme Court, here to stay.
All right. I want to play this little bit of tape, Todd. Is this a goosebump moment, or is this a 1984 moment, as you call the election there on the floor of the convention center? Listen.
This crowd of thousands in Chicago, as you can hear, has just learned that Barack Obama is projected to be reelected as president of the United States. They are jubilant. People are waving their hands in the air, staring up at the big screen in this hall in Chicago.
Witness to history there, Todd Zwillick. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, John.
Todd Zwillick at Obama headquarters speaking with us from WBEZ in Chicago. And we're asking you, what do you want to see in your country for the next 4 years?
In the next 4 years, I want to see our whole country come together, for all of us to start to act like citizens and to do our duty. I'm so glad that this election is over. Hopefully now we can put it aside and get to the hard work of solving the problems and the challenges that we face.
Thanks, Julia. You know how to be a part of this conversation. 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Okay, the election's over. Here's what I want my country to do now. Fill in the blank.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.